It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Getting older isn't cheap. One national group estimates the average annual cost for assisted living care would be more $60,000 in Wisconsin this year. And seniors and disabled adults who run out of savings can get help to cover those costs through the state's Medicaid program. But that transition from paying out of pocket for using Medicaid has led to some residents being ousted. Wisconsin saw a series of Medicaid recipients forced to relocate in 2022 and 2023, and experts say more funding and regulation are needed. But Addie Costello reports that since those incidents, not much has changed.
Sitting at his kitchen table, Dale Hunke flips through pages of documents from his parents' assisted living facilities. He pulls the files from a stretched-out accordion folder where he organizes records from years of helping his parents find long-term care.
I never thought about this day coming, but it comes, and you get through it.
In 2021, Hunke helped his parents move to what is now a Cedarhurst Assisted Living Facility in Verona.
It was a perfect spot for them.
Part of what made it perfect was that they accepted Medicaid. Hunke estimated his parents could afford roughly 2 years of care. After that, they would need Medicaid. Hunky's dad successfully made the transition before he passed away in 2022. But months later, when Hunky's mom was nearing her transition, he found out Cedarhurst in Verona ended its Medicaid contract.
I've done the best I could with shielding mom from the worst of it.
But none of his carefully kept records could prevent the 88-year-old woman from having to move. Federal law bans nursing homes from rejecting residents because of a transition to Medicaid, if the facility accepted Medicaid when the resident moved in. But no state or federal policies protect assisted living residents in the same situation, leaving families like Hunky's to scramble to find new care.
I was just consumed with it. I did nothing else for 3 days, I think. Because at that point, I was like, I've got to get her out of there.
Facilities don't want to force seniors out of their home, says Mike Bahowski. He's the president and CEO of the Wisconsin Assisted Living Association. But, he says, Wisconsin's Medicaid program doesn't pay enough to cover the cost of most recipients' care.
We've had a number of facilities have to close in 2022 because they cannot make financial ends meet because the reimbursement rate is so low.
Wisconsin's Department of Health Services is hoping to get a small increase to reimbursement rates approved later this year using temporary pandemic relief funds. But current reimbursements have led some facilities to end their Medicaid contracts entirely. More commonly, facilities set stricter financial requirements for residents. Many require prospective residents to show that they can pay for 1, 2, or even 3 years of care out of pocket in order to stay at the facility once they transition to Medicaid.
Sometimes even that written agreement might not hold up.
That's Kim Marhaney, Wisconsin State Long-Term Care Ombudsman. She says if an assisted living facility is sold or ends its Medicaid contract, they can get out of the agreement.
We see residents who have spent 2 to 3 years and more of their own personal dollars that are being asked to move someplace else.
Out-of-pocket pay requirements also limit care for seniors already on Medicaid.
We are starting to see those gaps where there just isn't the diversity of options available to consumers that there used to be.
And Eric Carlson believes accepting Medicaid only after out-of-pocket pay violates federal law. He's an attorney and advocacy director with the legal nonprofit Justice and Aging.
You can't put the screws to people who are eligible for Medicaid because your promise to the state Medicaid program is that you will accept Medicaid, and that's not conditional.
Legal or not, Dale Hunke says by the time they found out she needed to move, his mother was just months away from needing Medicaid, leaving Hunke with just 3 options to tour. The first 2 were immediate no's, but the last facility?
It was like an answer to our prayers.
Despite her limited savings, the facility accepted his mom. She moved there in June, and this month, she successfully transitioned to Medicaid. Addie Costello, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And this piece was produced in partnership with the nonprofit Wisconsin Watch.